Going to be warm over the weekend, but it is really looking good. So much on around the place over the weekend. Of course, Sunday, we have this unbelievable rodeo on the beach at Old Bar. Can you believe it? A rodeo on the beach at Old Bar. Also on Sunday, the time-honoured Ellie Stig Memorial Golf Day is on at the Nambucca Island Club. You know, so far they've raised over 380 grand for the Children's Cancer Institute. We've got autographed memorabilia like stuff from Kelly Slater, also Winks. Well, not actually the horse that's autographed it, but Huey Bowman, etc. And also a holiday for two to Fiji. Ray Stig is an absolute genius. Go along, $20 to play nine holes, lunch and auction. And the auction, as we say, is an absolute cracker. And it is all for a really good cause. Also Sunday is Oysters at Flynn's, which is a fundraiser for the Port Macquarie Surf Club. And here to tell us more about it, it's rather the Festival of the Mollusk, because this is on Sunday, Oysters at beautiful Flynn's Beach in Port Macquarie. Then the following Saturday, they're on at the Cassegrain Vineyard, and Cassegrains are also sponsors of Saturday. Here to tell us how you should shuck an oyster and what the judges look for is Mark Bully, that always gives the surf club a hand with oysters at Flynn's Beach. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Good, Strawny. How are you?
Terrific, mate. Now, well, shucking an oyster, look, a lot of people think like milk comes from supermarkets.
Yeah.
And oysters come open. They just grow like that. That's not the case. Let's clear that up right from the start.
Yep, you're spot on.
Yeah. Now, opening an oyster, what's the key to it?
Well, one of the main things is make sure you get the lid off without breaking it. Don't have too much grit in it, and preferably, do not stab yourself. Now, there's a bit of a
glad you said preferably. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because there's some people a little bit prone to it. But the thing is, there's a couple of ways of doing it. Some people will actually go in from the hinge end of the oyster. In a lot of cases, that's where you're more prone to stab yourself because you're hanging onto it.
Gee, you're making it sound easy.
Yeah, I'm coming to the easy bit. Where a lot of your professional open is actually open from the beard end,
right,
which is where the oyster mainly feeds from.
Yes.
And the shell's a bit softer because that's the newer growth.
Yep.
And because you're doing it on a table, you're less prone to stab yourself. So those guys are doing their 20 to 30 dozen an hour, mm-hmm, and they can't afford to have time off because of being reckless. So
yeah.
I learnt many years ago from a bloke called Jimmy Wild, who won the World Oyster Opening Competition, and he would be doing oysters in 5 seconds. So that's lid off, cut and turned, presented, and he, from that day on, he said, do not ever open them from the hinge end again. So I adopted his approach, and it's been good for me. So if anyone's out there, as you mentioned earlier, at Cassegrain's, we'll be about, and we'll show people what we believe is the right way
sure
to do it.
Okay. We've got the big celebrity shuck off, we're calling it. We've got the mayor. We've got Sam Crow from Prime 7.
Yep.
We've got Lisa from the paper.
Yep.
Rick Roth, the ex-president of the surf club, but he's the defending champion.
Oh, yeah.
And the new president, Bill Amey, going for the golden knife, which is a trophy that I'd say we'd have a bit of trouble getting through an airport. I don't think you'd go well through the scanner, but as much sought after. Mark, after you get that oyster open, you've then got to break the oyster free.
Yep, so normally they come off, like I mentioned earlier, if you open them from the hinge end, it's usually the lid comes off and the oyster's still attached to the shell through the adductor muscle.
Yep.
Or as if you open from the other end, from the beard end or the lip, it actually comes out on the lid.
Right.
So it depends which way they do it. But interesting, I was when I was driving in here this morning, I was thinking back to last year's event, and there was a few casualties, and I mean oyster casualties, not opening casualties.
Like, there was one oyster, now there's two.
There's a bit of decapitation happened there with a few of them. But the
what do the judges look for? Is that clean cut, obviously?
Yeah, so this particular event that you guys have, which is a great event, is it's about presentation.
Yep.
Speed obviously will have a factor in it, but it's very low on the point count. It's presentation. Try and keep most of the oyster intact is important, and how you lay them out, and we don't want too much grit in the shell and things like that. But it's a fun thing. We're not there to
break any records.
Yeah, or oysters preferably. but it should be good.
Good fun.
It was a good lineup, and the special trophy, hours it must have went into pulling that together is just incredible.
It's one of the great trophies. Over the World Cup or the Ashes. The Golden Knife.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that starts at 3 on Sunday.
Yep.
The Golden Knife, the celebrity shuck-off, is at 4 o'clock. We've also got the salsa dancers there. The bar's open. Barry's going to do a great job there, and it is one of the best views in Australia.
Mm.
Overlooking the beach there on a nice Sunday afternoon. Now, the following Saturday, Cassegrain's Oysters in the Vines.
Yep.
Mark, tell us a bit about that, because you really take it to another level on the following Saturday.
Yeah, so what we're doing, we're up... This is our 12th event we've held now, and what we try and do there is we also have different recipes, so it's not just going to be all natural oysters. So the usual favourites, the Mornays, the Kilpatricks, which I believe you are quite fond of.
Oh, I love them.
Tempura, oyster champagne, so we've got to get the oysters out there this week and get them to do a bit of swimming around in the champagne and we've got a couple of others which are going to be a surprise on the day. So it's kicks off at 10 o'clock, finishes at 5. We've got a wet weather plan, so we're going ahead, rain, hail or shine. There's also going to be, it's free entry, we've got the Cedar Creek Band coming along.
Oh, fantastic.
Be great, yeah, and there's a... gourmet food stalls, kids activities, free entry, as I might have mentioned earlier, sparkling wine, hops and tails, so we've got a local beer there as well.
Excellent.
That should be good.
Just on that, Mark, like, Cassegrain's going to be there at our event too on Sunday.
Mm.
What style of wine do you think goes best?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people think...
Sparkling?
That, yeah. So a lot of people think that white wines, white meat sort of scenario. And I know when we did some events in Sydney a few years ago at Customs House, we actually matched a Shiraz with the oysters, which actually went over really, really well. So I think it's traditionally it's white wine. But for those who are a bit daring, or if you're prepared to try red with it, by all means, go for it.
Jeez, Mark, red wine in the daylight. Come on, mate, what are you doing?
Oh, well, look, you could put some glasses on, mate, and shade it down a bit if you want to.
Oh, good idea. Mark, thanks for joining us. He'll be the MC and take you through the judging of the Celebrity Shuck Off, which is going to be a cracker, coming up at the Surf Club on Sunday, following Saturday at Cassegrain's. Great fun. It's great local product. Brandon, in particular, the crew from Armstrong's Oysters, it is great. And they're very well thought of throughout the world, the Australian oyster, aren't they?
Yeah, they do well. Mate, if I can, I'll just go back to your little trophy that you have, that special trophy.
Yes.
Just so that people know that if you do happen to win, you've got it for...
12 months.
360 days.
Yeah.
You've got to
return it.
That's right, because we want it's the perpetual trophy.
It is.
Yeah, and it's sitting up here in the gleaming sun. To those that put it together, I've got to applaud you. You've just put huge effort into pulling that together. I've never seen one like it, and there's probably never a chance of seeing one like it. So,
the Festival of the Mollusk, Part 1, Macquarie Surf Club, Sunday from 3. Come down and enjoy us. Have a dozen oysters and just enjoy the view. Have some Cassegrain wine or have one of Barry's spectacularly cold beers.
Yeah.
And then back up the following Saturday at 10 a.m. at Cassegrain Vineyards. Mark Bully, thanks for joining us.
Go on, you Strawny.
8:26.
Take care, buddy.